There you go. Okay. All right. If in the event that somebody hears somebody pull on the door, I forgot my key, so I asked the guy by to lock the door on his way out. So if you hear somebody trying to get in, if you could just take a peek over and so anybody could just.
Well, we'll hear it.
Yeah. So it's just let someone in if they're trying to get in. All right.
Depending on who it is.
Depending on who it is, right. If it's, you know, like a
sordid character of some sort that.
Right, exactly. If he has, you know, like a black ski mask on, I would say, like, don't open it, but okay. So I wanted to talk tonight about two points going off of our regular curriculum here, and just two ideas about the Tefillos as related to Rosh Hashanah. One of them is about is just a short thought on something that we add into the regular Shmoneh Esrei or that portion of Shmoneh Esrei which remains consistent even during the Yom Nuraim, the first three brachos and the last three brachos, and then another point to discuss. The name of the Yom Tov as Chazal refer to it in Tefillah, which is that on every Yom Tov we refer to in Yalav Yavo or in other parts of Davening that every Yom Tov gets the name that Chazal gave it or the characterization that Chazal gave it, I guess I should say, and we have, you know, that Pesach is Zman Chiruseinu, and Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. So we'll start with that part. So, Chazal refer, or we refer to this time when we refer to what the Zman of Rosh Hashanah is. It is Yom Hazikaron. It is the day of let's just call it remembering. And that's a very difficult concept to kind of understand. What exactly does it mean, remembering? What does it mean that, it's that this is the day that Hashem remembers, Hashem forgets, and now today he remembers. So exactly how does that work? What does it mean, Yom HaZikaron? We'll have to explain exactly maybe what Zikaron is and how it applies to this time and to what happens on Rosh Hashanah. So that's one question. and this is the, you know, in all of the other phrases that are in there in Yalav Yavo, for example, are all they're describing the Zman. It's not really a name of the day or an event of the day. It's describing what the koach of that day is, of what this time is really mesugal for, is really lends itself to. You know, we have so Pesach is the zman of Chirus and Shavuos is the zman of Matan Torah. So what exactly? So this is really capturing what the koach of this zman is. The koach of this zman is that's the Yom of Zikaron. So we'll have to understand exactly what that is. Just to throw in another point, on Rosh Hashanah, we have a din, we are judged on, we have a decree for what is going to happen for the rest of the year. We have, you know, that we say in, Unasana Tokef, that, you know, who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to be rich, who's going to be poor, who's going to be sick, who's going to be healthy. All of these things are being nigzar, are being decided on Rosh Hashanah, and they get scant mention. They get very little mention. We have at the end, we say B'Sefer Chaim, Brach V'Shalom, Parnasa Tova, all that stuff, Nizachar V'Nikasev. So that we make mention that we want to be written in the book of life and health and parnasa and all kinds of good stuff. So there we mention it. But other than that, very little reference, very little mention of, you know, asking for, you know, to have a good year. This is we're getting our gzeira right now on the year and very little mention of the year. One other point. I neglected to bring my notes with me tonight, so if I do a little bit more hemming and hawing, that's why. I left my auxiliary brain at home.
It's okay. I left my notebook up, too.
So if I remember what the third point is, I'll fit it in later. So exactly what is the what is this time period? What's going on Rosh Hashanah that we're that it's the din on everything that goes up, that's going on, but at the same time we don't make any mention of it. And what is this idea of Yom HaZikaron? So the time of Rosh Hashanah, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara has a machlokus whether or not the world was created in Tishrei or the world was created in Nisan, right? Tishrei Nivra Olam and Nisan Nivra Olam, when was the world created? And it's a machlokus in the Gemara, two opinions. And Tosfos there actually demonstrates that, as much to many people's surprise, that that halacha, for what the halachic ramifications of that machlokus are, actually paskins like the opinion that Benisan Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Nisan. But aside, Tosfos asks a question. He asks that in the piyutim of Yotros for Sukkis, from Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, so we say that the world was created in this time in Tishrei, right? The piyut there goes like the opinion that Tishrei Nivra Olam. However, in Pesach, by the Yotzos that we say in Pesach, also by Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, so we say over there that this is the time when the world was created that goes like the opinion that the world was created in Nisan. And the Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was not just, you know, a guy who had nothing better to do, so he wrote poetry. Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was a Tana. So a contradiction in the writings of Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir is something that needs to be understood. So Tosfos asks, so which is it? Was the world created in Tishrei or is the world created in Nisan? And Tosfos answers that the answer is that it's both. That the world was created in Tishrei and it was created in Nisan. How is that? How could it be both? Says Tosfos that in Tishrei it was Allah b'machshavto livros, that in Tishrei it, let's just translate it for the moment, as it entered Hashem's mind to create the world, and then in Nisan he is actually created. So seemingly Tosfos cannot mean that, you know, in Tishrei the thought crossed Hashem's mind, and, you know, but he decided against it, and then in Nisan he actually created it. Because that would not answer the question, because at the end of the day, we couldn't say that the world was created in both Tishrei and in Nisan. There was a thought to create the world in Tishrei, decided against it, and then the world was created in Nisan. So what Tosfos seemingly means is that the world was created in Machshava. The decision to create the world was made in Tishrei. When it says that Allah b'machshavto does not mean that the thought, you know, came into his mind but he decided against it. It means that's when the decision was made. The machshava of creating the world was in Tishrei. And then the Yotzei Lepoel, when it was actually done, was in Nisan. And the time of Tishrei is the time of the creation in machshava, in the thought of what of the idea of creating the world, and Nisan is the time when it create of the actual creation of the world. And this is really we'll try and flesh this out. This is really what Tishrei and what this Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is the time of the creation of the world in a potential, in what the world is supposed to be, and what the plans for the world are. The din, the gzeira that we have on Rosh Hashanah, is the gzeira on what our potential for the coming year is going to be. Chazal say, Gemara also in Rosh Hashanah, around the same area, asks a question that the Gemara says that in Tishrei we have a gzeira on rain, on how much rain we're going to get for the year. So says the Gemara, so what's going on that throughout the year we're davening the same Talamatar Livracha, right? We're davening throughout the year for rain. We have, if it doesn't rain, we make a tinus to and all kinds of things about, as the year goes on, we seemingly are hoping to somehow affect how much rain is going to come through our actions and through our tefillos. So how exactly does that work? So says the Gemara that in Tishrei, there's the gzeira for how much rain there is going to be. And says the Gemara that you could have a year where the people were tzaddikim in Tishrei, and they got a gzar din that they were going to have plenty of rain. But then as the year went on, they soured. And they really, they're not such tzaddik, they don't keep up to that level of tzidkus that they were on at the time. And what does Hashem do? The gzeira is made, they're getting that amount of rain. Hashem makes it rain, it rains into the rivers and into the ocean and into the unplowed fields. The rain still comes because that was the gzeira was, how much rain are they going to get? But the way it comes out, the way that bracha is manifest, comes out in a way in which it's not so effective. And the opposite, you could have that on Rosh Hashanah that the people were not on such a high madriga, and they got a gzeira that it was going to be a year of not so much rain. But then, as the year goes on, they improve themselves and they're in a better place. They do tshuva, and now they're not going to get more rain than was nigzar. That was already, the gzeira was already made. But so what's going to happen is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that every drop of rain falls in the way that it's the maximum effectiveness. It's not going to increase the amount of rain because the gzeira was already made. But what happens on Rosh Hashanah is there's a gzeira of what the potential for the year is. And that potential can come out in such a way that it comes out l'tov or l'mutov, that potential, the gzeira, is what could this year be? And based within that framework, it could either be higher or lower, but the potential is established on Rosh Hashanah. And it's true for all of the gzeiros that are made on Rosh Hashanah. The potential that you have for Parnassa, the potential that you have for Brios, all of these things are all nigzar Rosh Hashanah, is the potential for what could be, what the gzeira could be. The din, how we are being judged, what we are being judged about, is also a din on potential. Because the gzeira on Rosh Hashanah is about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. What we are judged on Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That is why the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are all about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. The focus is on the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And the Chazal say that, we mentioned in the tefillos, that everybody is judged B'skira Achas. Everybody is judged with one, literally with one stroke. So how could everybody be judged at the same time on all their different levels? How could you have one act of judgment that judges everyone? So Revolvi explains in Ali Shur that on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala his Malchus. He comes and he shows us how he is Melech. And it's the same to everyone. Everyone is the same, that same access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech on Rosh Hashanah, and the degree to which each person is mekabel that malchus, the degree to which each person on Rosh Hashanah is accepting a Kadosh Baruch Hu as melech, that's what the din is on. That's how you are judged on Rosh Hashanah. The idea of being mekabel a Kadosh Baruch Hu as melech, you're not being judged on your Shmiras Shabbos and on the kavana you had in your brachos and your tefillos and everything like that. The Chazal illustrate this idea with a very simple mashal. They say that there was a man who came to a certain town, and the people saw that he was a very capable, rational, intelligent kind of person, and they decided they wanted him to be in charge. So they came over and they said, "Make rules for us." And he said, "I before I make rules for you, before I start making gzeiros, first accept me as your king, because I can't make gzeiros that are meaningful until you accept me as your king. Because if I just start making rules and you guys don't like them, so then you'll say never mind." The whole idea of that it's meaningful that I'm making zeros is only within the framework that you have first accepted that what I say goes, that my xeros are binding. Being mekabel ol malchus is not there's no Kabbalah on any specific mitzvah or gzerah. No myth, even without any mitzvah or gzerah to talk about, that it's meaningful to discuss, accepting that whatever the melech says is binding, is that's what the authority, that's authoritative. Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim is a Kabbalah in potential of any mitzvah or gzerah which may come thereafter. The accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu as melech is that's in potential the Kabbalah of all or any mitzvah which could be. And that's the din on Rosh Hashanah, is a din, is a judgment on to what degree are we in potential mekabel the mitzvos. Because the degree to which you're mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, to that degree, mekabel ol malchus shemayim, to that degree, you will accept in the following, in the actual application of the mitzvos, anything that comes. If you accept absolutely a Kadosh Baruch Hu as melech, then you will accept absolutely any mitzvah that follows thereafter. So that's the din on Rosh Hashanah is that gzera is the din on that idea of potential. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is the koach of the Rosh, of the Haskalah, of the start of something. And the koach of the Haskalah is, the idea of a Haskalah is something that contains within it the potential of everything that follows, everything that is built out of that start is an outgrowth of what existed there in the beginning. If you could imagine, if you have the original cell out of which an organism is going to grow, it starts with, you have to get there, a zygote and whatever, but you have the original cell, which is, if that cell was deficient, if there was something lacking in that original cell, then you can imagine that the organism that is going to grow out of that is limited, it is contained by what exists in that. The tree that grows out of a seed is defined, is bound by what kind of seed it was. That the original, the origin of something, contains within it the koach of everything which is going to follow. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is that koach of the Rosh, is the koach of the start of something, which has in it the latent energy of everything which is going to follow. Everything comes out of how the start is defined. And that's what we're doing Rosh Hashanah, is we're defining the Haskalah. And based on that Haskalah, everything is going to have its, the capacity of how it is going to develop depends on where it starts from. And that is the koach of the Haskalah. The idea of Zecher, the idea of Zikaron, what does it mean when you remember something? What do you do when you remember something? When something is forgotten, does that mean that you did not have that information and now when you remember it, suddenly you have it? No. You can't remember something that you never knew before. So where is that when it was forgotten, where was it? Somewhere deep in the recesses of your mind, it's in your subconscious, it's forgotten because it's not being considered, it's not being focused on. When I remember something, what I'm doing is I am refocusing on something which is really deep in my mind is already there. But what the idea of being Zocher is really just to draw something into immediate attention, to draw something into the front and center of now I'm considering it, now I am taking it into consideration. And remembering is really just one application of what it means to be Zocher. When I mazkir something, when I mention something, what I'm doing is I'm bringing it to people's attention. I'm causing them to focus on it when I mention something. That's the idea. The idea of Zecher and of Zikaron is the point at which you concentrate on something. And the idea of to be Zocher can't refer specifically to something which has already happened. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, that the Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or wanted to create the world, that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, what is mortal that you should you should be zocher him cannot mean that you should remember him. He hasn't been yet. So there's nothing to recall. There's nothing to remember because there's nothing there, and there's no past to talk about. The idea is that the malachim are saying, what is man that you should take him into consideration, that you should care about what he does, that he should be worth considering? Because you have malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have beings which are perfect, and that's, we discussed at length a number of weeks ago exactly what the discussion between the malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the discussion also. We're not going to rehash that, but just that the idea of that on Rosh Hashanah is the day of Zechira, is the day of taking into account. The Jewish view of time is not quite the view, the Jewish view of time is not, it's not a circle, right? Time, you're not going around in circles over and over, but it's not a timeline, right? That we have, that we say, that the idea of zman, the word zman, it comes from the word hazmana, the point at which something is made available, something is being presented, is the idea of to be mazmin, means to make something ready, to make something available. The idea of in Judaism, the way we look at time is that at different parts of the year, there is the reason people think that Pesach is, that we celebrate Pesach on the 15th of Nissan. We celebrate Pesach on the 15th of Nissan because since we got out of Egypt on the 15th of Nisan, therefore we celebrate Pesach on the 15th of Nisan. But really it's the other way around, that we got out of Egypt on the 15th of Nisan because the time of the 15th of Nisan, which is a time which is misugal, which is specifically lends itself to freedom, because at that time of year, a hashpa, an energy of freedom comes in. That's why we find, for example, that Avram Avinu ate matzah long before on Pesach, long before there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim was what rode on the waves of that energy which comes into the world. But in Jewish time, every year goes around, and there is a repeat, in a sense, of the same hashpa. But it's not, we're not going around in circles and not going anywhere. It's a spiral that we're coming around to the same spot at a different level. Every year we come back to the same point in time as it fits into this year. And every year at Rosh Hashanah, we come to the point at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We come to the point at which God decided, am I going to create the world? And every year on Rosh Hashanah, we have a repeat of this ma enosh ki tizkerenu, what is man that I should be zocher him, that I should take him into consideration. Every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu redecides, am I going to create you again this year, and what is your creation going to be this year? And the degree to which a person is mekabel ol malchus shemayim, the degree to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the degree to which a person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being in charge, to that degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that his existence has a makom, there is room for this person to have a place in the world, because because malachim cannot recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they can't not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, I can't recognize that my hat's on the table, it's there. But that people have the ability to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the degree to which you're doing that is the degree to which you are filling a void in the world, that you are performing a role in the world which needs you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every year on Rosh Hashanah, is being zocher, is considering, to what degree do you fill that role? To what degree are you accepting that potential of that being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, that I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king? And every year on Rosh Hashanah is that same zechira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reconsiders our existence. And therefore, every year on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, makes a din on what is your existence for this year. And you are recreated on Rosh Hashanah every year as for your potential of what your status is in the din, in the gzeira, in what your year is going to be like. That's what's created anew on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah has that koach of the haschala, of the beginning. It's the origin of your year is Rosh Hashanah. You are recreated. What is the status out of which the rest of your year can blossom? The rest of your year can grow from that? That is determined on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the point of origin, the point of recreation of you for this year. The Maharal in Gvuras Hashem explains that that's why the word Shana is linked, is the same word as the word Shinoi, which means a change, because every year has its own Shinoi, has its own, every year is different. Every year is a unit, because every year exists within its own context of creation. Every year is its own madriga, its own level. And you go around that circle, as according to what that is for this year, what the madriga of existence is for this year. So Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, is the time of remembering. Does not mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu just, you know, he hadn't really been paying attention, he had forgotten, you know, and everything that you'd done this year. Now on Rosh Hashanah he remembers, and I forgot about that he davened on there, he didn't daven that there, whatever it is. The Yom HaZikaron is much more definitional of what Rosh Hashanah is, and it's much more than just a recollection of what actions you did in the past year. But Yom HaZikaron is the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reconsidering what is your existence for this year. How are you being created? What is the creation of you and the creation of your community and the creation of the world for this year? Like we say, there's a din on the individual and on the community and on the country and the world, that what is that going to be for this year? And that's Yom HaZikaron, is that idea. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't daven for any of the specifics of what's going to be. We don't daven for a good parnasa on this year, of this year. What we do is, the din is on, to what degree do I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech? And all of the potential of the year is going to result from that. I don't need to mention any of the specifics. What I'm doing is I'm focusing on being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that's my din. There's a very fascinating thing. The Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah that a person is judged Ba'asher Hu Sham, which says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach to go save Yishmael. So the Malachim said, I don't understand, this man whose descendants are in the future going to cause so much anguish to the Jewish people, you're going to save him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, what is he now? Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? He says, right now he's a tzaddik, right? So they said, okay, so Ba'asher Hu Sham, as he is there, we judge a person Ba'asher Hu Sham, as he is now. What he's going to do in the future is not what comes into the equation. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi says that a person is, that it says that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in, I don't remember the whole pasuk, but the part of the pasuk that Yerushalmi darshins says, the part of the pasuk that Yerushalmi darshins says, im tzadik ata, if you are a tzadik. So Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi says, it doesn't say im tzadik hayisa, it doesn't say if you were a tzadik, but it says if you are a tzadik. So now we have that on the one hand, we're not judged on what we're going to do. We're not judged on where we're going. On the other hand, we're not judged on what we did. So what's the din on? So what exactly are we being? We're not judged on what happened. We're not judged on what's going to happen. You're being judged on right now. What does it mean to be judged on right now? What sense does that make? Because that's the whole din. The whole din is, where are you right now? The din is, on this day, are you Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim? Do you accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as king? Where are you holding in recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu as king? Now, obviously, that's going to involve some preparation. A person who sleeps through the entire Elul and wakes up on Rosh Hashanah and thinks they're going to be able to, you know, to do something in a sincere way is fooling themselves. That's going to take preparation. But at the end of the day, it's somewhat of a consolation for us that a person, if you have a good Rosh Hashanah, that's what the din is on. The din is on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crowned as king, on the day when the world is created, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has constituents, and he is the Melech. On this day, when you are now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being. This is the day of coronation. Are you part of coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech? Are you part of making sure that of being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech? And if you accept the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech on this day, so this is the day where it's being nikva. This is the day where it's being established. What is your potential for the year is being decreed and being decided specifically now, specifically on this day. And that's the din, and that's the zikaron. The zikaron is the consideration of where do you fit in to this year. So that's the thought number one. I just wanted what exactly does it mean? We in our tefillos we refer to today as Yom HaZikaron. So I think that's the idea of Yom HaZikaron. I wanted to discuss before I move on. Just one other short thought, and that is that we have in the first two brachos of Shmona Esrei these additions that we add in. We have Zachrinu L'chaim, and we have Micha Mocha Av HaRachamim Zocher Yitzurav L'chaim V'Rachamim, and then we have in the end of Shmona Esrei we have Kasvenu B'Sefer HaChaim and
Hamelech. Instead of saying you have to add Hamelech.
Right, that's not an addition. That's more just a change. But there's
Sefer Chaim.
Sefer Chaim, and then we have Kasvenu Chaim, and then we have the Sefer Chaim. Right. Okay. So you have these two additions: one in the first bracha, and one in the second bracha. Uksov L'Chaim. There we go. Thank you. Uksov L'Chaim. Kol B'nei Brisecha. Right. In the Sefer Chaim, in the second last bracha, and the last bracha. So there is a halachic issue with these lines of Shmona Esrei, which is that there is a halacha that you are not allowed to add personal requests into the first brachos and the last brachos of Shmona Esrei. The first brachos are reserved for Shvach, and the last brachos are reserved for Hodah. So that you're not allowed to add bakashos into those sections of Shmona Esrei. So exactly what is the halachic justification for these additions in Shmona Esrei? I'm not going to talk about the actual additions. We talked about the first two when we went through the first two brachos. Those are somewhere on the World Wide Web if anyone wants to look that up. But what is just in general, how are these additions make it into tefillah? So the Mefarshim say that the justification for this is because these are expressions of the fact that Rabim Mitzrichim Lo, that everyone needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that everyone needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself is actually an expression of Shavach, an expression of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I just wanted to a small observation about this, which is this: I heard this in a shiur from Reuven Leuchter. This observation that the idea of Rabim Tzrichim Lo, when we talk about there's an old joke. There's a chakira, a question when it comes to a yeshiva: does the yeshiva need the Rosh Yeshiva, or does the Rosh Yeshiva need the yeshiva? Right? Who's there for who? And depending on what yeshiva it is, it might be a different answer to that question. But there are some places where the Rosh Yeshiva has a lot to say over, so you have to get some bachram, so he has people to say over to give over to. And there's some places where there's a lot. But the when I I have something to say, and I find people who want to hear it, and I say it over to them. Is that Rabim Tzrichim Lo? Is that now I was needed by others? So Rabbi Leuchter says, no, that's actually that I need others, because I have what to give over and I want to give. So I find people who are ready to accept and hear what I want to say, and now they're kind of doing me the favor of accepting, justification for me to give over what I want to give over. Rabim Tzrichim Lo is when I find people who don't want to hear what I have to say, and I give to them. When I find the people who aren't looking for or who aren't ready and waiting to hear what I have to say, and I And it's uncomfortable, and I go out of my comfort zone, and I go beyond what is easy for me, and I reach out to those people, and I'm not going to get covered for it. They're not going to look up to me. They're going to spit at me, and they're going to think I'm outdated and crazy and out of my mind and whatever it is that they're going to think about me, but that I reach out to those people, and I give them something that they really can't get otherwise, that they're really not, that it's really beyond where they are. That's really what Rabim Tzrichim Lo is. Rabim Tzrichim Lo is when I give something to someone that they're only getting that because I am reaching out to them for that. So someone who is, you know, interested in hearing, so a Ben Aliyah is going to find you know a mashpia. They're going to, but someone who's lost and doesn't even realize they're lost. That's the person who needs someone to show them the way. And Rabim Tzrichim Lo is really when there's something that can be given that won't be gotten otherwise, and it's totally beyond the person to even receive. That's where the idea of Rabim Tzrichim Lo, of being needed, is. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rabim Tzrichim Lo, expressing that things that are basic, that Chaim, and to go through exactly, the Ramchal discusses, there's two elements of Chaim that we ask for on Rosh Hashanah. We have, we say Zachreinu L'Chaim, V'Kasvinu Sefer Chaim, and then we have at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Uksov L'Chaim Tovim Kol B'nei B'Yisecha, right, B'Sefer Chaim, Sefer Chaim, Brach of Shalom, Parnasa Tova, right? So that, so we have these two different points of Chaim. There's Chaim of, which is, you know, biological life, and there's Chaim, which is being connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Makor Chaim. But that the idea that existence itself and meaning and being able to accomplish anything in this world, that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for that. That's not something that when we recognize and we realize that just our basic existence and our ability to accomplish anything and to find any meaning and to be connected to something of meaning, that itself comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's something beyond anything that we could achieve on our own. That's the shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which makes it, justifies it being into these parts of Shmoneh Esrei, which are normally reserved for just shevach v'hodah, because this is shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the recognition that we rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu for anything that we have and anything that we can accomplish and any meaning that we can have, that itself is a shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for those things, that itself is the shevach. All right, so we're gonna pause here, and next week we'll resume with our regularly scheduled programming. Oh no, I'm sorry. Next week will actually be it'll be Rosh Hashanah. So the week after that will be Seder Simei Tshuva. We'll have a class then.
And next week we will probably be saying some of the things that you were just referencing.